Hello and welcome to the Mark Marshall podcast series with me, your host, Caroline Kelleher and Mark Marshall. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how's it?
So the topic today?
Chameleons.
Chameleons. chameleons.
Yes, chameleons.
Okay, you start because I know nothing about chameleons.
They're reptiles. Everyone knows that. Yes. They're reptiles and they're strange enough. They sound weird if you describe them as a lizard that climbs trees. It actually is. It's a lizard that loves to live in the trees, you know. And it's so equipped for the trees that its actual paws are tree-equipped climbers. They are not for the ground or anything like that. It's actually got claws designed to grip onto branches. That's it. So, hello, water, very, very strong rain, wind, everything. There's your chameleon hanging on the branch.
Oh, really?
They lock onto the branch and they don't care. They flip from side to side and they're hanging on the branch.
They're not going anywhere.
So, that's why we love them. And they've got little nails too that help them grip. So, when a chameleon crawls on you, it feels weird because his nails are actually gripping into your skin.
Okay.
So, that's why people are a little bit scared of them. And the most amazing thing is that eye. Have you seen a chameleon's eye? The only eye that can actually go 360 in one direction, 360 in the other direction. So it can look directly behind it and in front of it at the same time, above and below. That's why, because when they hunt, they actually be dead still. They have to be still. So the animal or creature, like a little grasshopper, can crawl past and the chameleon's movement can't actually disturb it, because if it gets disturbed, it'll hop away. So it's got to focus on that. Plus, it's got to look behind, because remember, sometimes chameleons are food also. So other birds or something behind might be wanting to eat the chameleon. So he's got to look for predators. Plus, he's got to be the predator himself. So that's why his eyes are so all over the place. Yes.
Eyes in the back of his head.
That's it. But that's not the most amazing thing with chameleons. Do you know the old story, chameleons change color to camouflage themselves?
Yeah.
That's nonsense. Chameleons are moody. They change color because of their mood swing. That's the only reason they change color.
So what puts them in a bad mood?
Yeah. If they are in the wrong area at the wrong time on your jersey where it's very, very dark, or they're upset, they'll go a very, very dark color. If you put them on something nice, like a little bit of tree or a little bit of branch and leaves, they'll go their nice pastel green, white colors.
Gosh, I never knew that.
And how they do it is amazing. Imagine their body is consists of little spots. And they are red spots, pink ones, black ones, white ones, green ones, all these different colors. And when it's cross, it makes all those light colors small. And it makes the big black colors darker, bigger. And that's what happens. They hide each other. And then when it's in a good mood, the black ones fade and the little white ones come out more like that.
Gosh.
So that's how actually you can see it. So that's why they are incredibly moody. That's why everyone says, oh, you want to confuse a chameleon, put it onto a smarty box or something.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, so many multicolors, they won't know what to do. No, that's not. But always the natural colors. Also, when they want to, flirt with the girls, they want to look cool, they'll spread themselves out and bring out all their brightest colors. They'll really, really look cool. They'll even walk differently. They'll look all
like
fancy
a peacock.
And line. Oh, yeah. They'll strut their stuff just because of a girl around and the brightest colors ever. And I mean, a friend of mine once went to Madagascar and he caught all these different colored chameleons. And he was like, he's going to make a calendar out of them. All these different colors. How beautiful is this? The next morning he went to photograph them and they were all brown. All of them were brown. All because they were in just a bad mood. So it's like, oh no, so they couldn't do it. And they weren't with their mates anymore. So that's why they weren't strutting their stuff looking all fancy anymore.
So that's so interesting.
That's the main thing. So if you want to make a chameleon nice and green and all the beautiful pale colors, make it happy.
Okay.
If you want to bring out all the dark, ugly colors, make it cross and all those colors. So there's nothing to do with, oh, this one blends in. Don't worry about that.
Learn
nothing.
Something there. Size-wise, how big do they grow?
We've only got little dwarf chameleons in our area. In other words, they only grow finger length size. They're tiny, tiny chameleons, and they all give birth to live babies. Everyone thinks they lay eggs, but our little ones only give birth. And they are the Smith's dwarf chameleon, which is now called the Elandsberg dwarf chameleon. And you only get them Lady Slipper Mountain and further up. You don't get them anywhere in anyone's gardens. Only in that area. Mm. That is it. And nowhere else. They're endemic to our area. So it's quite lovely to have a little chameleon in our area. And then you also get the normal Southern Cape chameleon, dwarf chameleon. That's a very common one. Everyone gets them in their gardens. And sometimes, you know, they are there, but you don't see them. They're a grayish color. They blend in very, very well. You don't often see them, but they are there. But as you said earlier, they have decreased in numbers. And they have. I've noticed that chameleons are not as common as they used to be.
Why
definitely
is that?
Not. A lot of people are blaming crows. There's been an explosion of crows breeding, and they love to eat chameleons. So a lot of those predator birds eat chameleons. And the main thing, I think, is habitat destruction. Where the chameleons used to be, the big townhouse complex built in the area.
Okay.
Chameleons are very specific to the little area where they live, and that's unfortunately
okay.
wipes out a whole colony of chameleons. So,
is there anything we can do to help the chameleon?
If you do find one on the road, crossing the road, or quite vulnerable, exposed, grab it, put it in your garden, into bushes.
Okay.
That's the main thing. Just keep it safe.
Yeah.
Keep them safe. Let's hope it's a pregnant female and she drops five little babies in the garden. Then you're sorted.
Lovely. And to wrap, as the owner of Sandula Conservation, Mark's daily grind sees him rescuing everything from snakes to bees and even plants. And he is in high demand as a rescue and relocation urban specialist doing environmental impact work across our metro. Mark also runs Humps and Bumps Tortoise Sanctuary and the popular Sandula Kids, a nature education program currently at 14 schools in our metro. Perhaps it's time to get your school involved. Connect with Mark on social media or go to sandula.co.za. Till next time, Mark. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.